Hello, hello, hello. You listen to We All Fall Down on CITR 101.9. My name is Tim, and I'm here to host the show, and Marielle is a little bit late. She is in traffic, and she will be here very soon. We just listened to the song by the Greek band. The name of the band is Rotting Christ. They're a legendary Greek band. They play since 1987, and it's like really probably the most famous and most like important band for the Greek metal scene. They sing in Greek, and that's the song of their brand new album. The name of the album is it's weird. I don't know. It's spelled A-E-A-L-O, I guess. And the name of the song was Pyr Therontai. I guess that's in Greek or maybe ancient Greek. My good friend Manos, he's from Greece, and that's his favorite band, and he usually translates me what they sing about. And the last January, I think it was last January, we went to Victoria and saw them live. They're very, very good band live, and very heavy, like, impressive. And not that often we can hear the bands from Greece. I brought today lots of music from all over the world. Japan, we have a band from Germany, even from Poland, Finland, a couple bands from Russia. So today I'll probably play some of them, but I want to start with a local band. The name of the band, Fake Shark Real Zombie. My good friend Kevin, he's a singer and the frontman of this band, and he sent me their new song. It's the name of the song is Puke Rock. And it will be available on the North American release of their album Meeting People is Terrible, which comes out on April 1st. It's today, I think, yeah? And it was produced by Steve Bays of Hathahid, another pretty good local band. And yeah, let's listen to it. We'll be right back.
There's nothing to do. It's been the same way for a week or two.
With my life on the machine, the research, we drink to fill our empty hearts. So I'm missing his content. We've lost track of perfect lies.
Our youth here in the smokescreen. Live so hard, won't notice if we die.
With my mind for the machine, good reasons. We drink to fill our empty hearts. So in this instance, yeah, we've lost strength. We flush our lives down the drain. We got everything we need, all paid for. Our parents bought us better days. So in this instance, yeah, we've lost strength. The next generation, the future's transition.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, Tim.
Hello, Mariella is here, and I don't feel so alone and lonely in this amazing studio.
Yeah, it's great. You will get used to it. After a while, it took me a couple months, but after a while, you realize that you're just talking to yourself, right? Because it's not like a regular conversation. When you're hosting a radio show by yourself, you're talking. And you don't realize that usually when you're talking to someone else and you get some kind of reaction from them, whether that's visual or vocal. But then when you're doing this by yourself, it's totally different. And sometimes it feels awkward. So you just got to do it and you got to be super confident about it. You just got to talk and be like, I am awesome and everyone wants to hear what I have to say.
I'm not sure about that, but
no, that's what you have to convince yourself. Otherwise, it just gets really awkward.
But with your help and a little bit of training, I hope I'll reach it because
I
usually when I come a little bit early, I see Duncan doing his show, and he's so like awesome. He knows what he's talking, and like I can see he has his own style, and like it's good.
Exactly, dude.
And like
don't
obviously
worry.
We have like guy like Nardwar who is just.
Mm-hmm. Who does his very own thing and it can never be replicated.
Exactly.
Ever.
Bands, people, doesn't matter, but they have their own unique style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's.
You're going to have your own, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry, you have a very unique voice.
I'm sure
if I tune in, I'd be able to know if it was you or not right away. It's your accent.
Oh.
Not going to lie. It's your Russian accent.
Okay, we just listened to the band from Denmark. The name of the band is Mighty Midgets.
Is pretty sweet.
A melodic hardcore band from Aalborg. That's in Denmark, as I said. That's their first full album. They had a couple EPs and 7 inches, but that's their proper work. And it was released on the label 5 Feet Under. Before that, as I said, we listened to the local band Fake Shark Real Zombie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. That I used to work with their drummer.
And I'm a good friend with their singer and frontman, Kevin.
Kevin, yeah.
He sent me this new song, so...
Sweet. That's awesome.
Next, we have ready... As I said, I have brought music all over the world, and this band is from New York, but they have all types of international relationships in their band.
Mm-hmm.
That's Gogol Bordello.
Oh, of course, yeah.
One of two of my favorite live bands, and... just they're amazing.
Yeah, I've seen them once or twice live at the Commodore here in Vancouver, and they always what always surprises me are the type of people that show up to the concert, because I always like I never really know what to expect. I kind of just like show up for a good time, and then there's like the widest variety of people, and it's fun.
I think that's all based because they're so different.
Mm-hmm.
They were on the punk label, so they're punk people.
Yeah.
They are technically world band because they have all types of like this world music.
So I see a lot of like older people and like a lot of hippies into like world music.
And then he was the band and himself, they were in a movie. So just people who watch movies. They're really the band for all types, all kinds of people. And they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
I, for the last 2 years, the first time I saw them 3 years ago, and it was just a show at the Commodore. After that, I loved it. I was so impressed that his energy, when he steps on stage, the place just explodes.
It just changes. And they're one of those bands where you don't have to go to the show and know all of their songs to have a good time. Like when I went to go see them, I definitely only knew like one or two of their songs, and you have a good time regardless. Doesn't matter. So
yeah, so after that I went to both shows a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And both shows 2009.
Yeah, because they usually play two dates.
So I decided to go both days because to me, he was born in Soviet Union. It was Soviet Union at the time in Kiev. I was born in Soviet Union too, in different city, but still. After the last show, he did a DJ set, and
at the Commodore.
No, it was some small Met something.
The Met.
And he played a set and. My mom is really likes them because she and we both went and after he just said we talked to him a little bit and he speaks perfectly Russian and
just
said like how you do it, like he's have so much energy and like he was obviously tired but he was just him like
it's anyway good. So they have new stuff and that probably means that they'll go on tour pretty soon.
Yes,
so hopefully they'll come back to Vancouver and we might even have tickets to go away for that if that even happens because we usually do. The past couple times they've been in Vancouver we've had tickets to give away for that, so hopefully we can have tickets again if they return.
Yeah, so I'll play the song. The name of the song is Palatute. That's of their new album. The name of the album is Transcontinental Hostel, and then album comes out in the end of April. It's produced by Rick Rubin, which that's
interesting.
I think, very interesting. And it will be out on Rick's record label American Recordings, and most of the songs, maybe all of them, they were composed and like kind of thought through in Brazil, where Evgeny, he went to.
Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah, Evgeny.
Evgeny.
Yeah, and the shortened version is Zhenya.
What?
like you know, it's just like Johnny John.
Yeah.
So Evgeny Zhenya. Zhenya is just like a shortened version. And then like and Eugene, it's I guess English version. So he went to I read the interview and I saw YouTube clip, like an interview with him. He went there to Partido de Mano Chao to Brazil, and then he decided to move there. So I guess he lives in Brazil now. Or
so is it just him, or is it the whole band? Or?
I think they went to play and just to be there, like as a whole band, or maybe like a couple of main members.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Like I guess he lives by himself.
I guess so. I hear Brazil is a beautiful place.
Yes,
so.
And like that's totally like his style: carnival. Party, after party. Okay, so let's listen to the new Gogol Bordello. We All Fall Down, CITR 101.9. Yes.
Yep.
Caravan is coming, all guitars are strumming. Chief is sitting high with gold across the chest. I'm just a little child, I don't even own a guitar. But mama, they got girl that I love the best. Lela, 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 palatute. Just gonna meres, merava palalate. Lela, 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 palatute. Drumming and says old Gitano boy, forget about the bling.
Here's a guitar for you, my little chavo. If you slave to kissing, you gotta play this thing. La 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 la, la la pala dude. Just gonna mess, merava pala latte. La 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 la, la la pala dude. Just gonna mess. Lord, this kind of love cannot be untrue. I'm a little chavo, but I learned the one thing. Girls, they like the kissing as much as we do. Lela, 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 pala tutte. I'm dying, dying after you. Lela, 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 pala tutte. Girls, they like the kissing as much as we do. Lela, 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 lela.
making a cuppa. Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy, too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
Music Waste 2010, Vancouver's premier independent music festival, is now accepting submissions.
As other local independent music festivals come and go, Music Waste will once again highlight Vancouver's most interesting and innovative music. A testament to the strength of the music community and the wealth of talent Van City has to offer.
Email submissions to submissions@musicwaste.ca. Provide a MySpace link, contact information, and that's it. Deadline for submissions is April 15th. Join the Music Waste group on Facebook for updates. Music Waste 2010, June 2nd to the 5th.
Music Waste is Vancouver's independent music festival. We're safe now. Cut.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 in Vancouver.
Yes, you got it.
That is correct.
That is what we are listening to.
Before that, we listened to the Sailor's Grave. That's a punkabilly band from Wigan. That's in United Kingdom. That's their debut album, and the album came out in April. And before that, we listened to the amazing...
It's April this month. It is April today.
No, April... Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry.
In fact, it is April Fool's Day. Do they have that in Russia?
Yes, we do, and it's my professional day.
It's your professional day.
Before that, we listened to Amazing Gogol Bordello.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely heard some Latin Brazil influences a little bit. Latin guitar,
Yeah, the song started off with some acoustic Latin guitar, which is interesting. But like we said a while ago, Gogol Bordello is definitely a band that fuses both punk rock, dance, and world music. So
amazing mix.
Yep.
Okay.
What did we want to give these away now?
I think yes.
We have Protest the Hero tickets to give away. I think I've been talking about this before, but if I haven't, then surprise.
Yeah. No, we talked.
Protest the Hero are a Canadian band. They're from Ontario, I do believe.
Yes.
And they don't really have a new album out, do they?
No, they have the first EP, and they have two full albums, and the last one was released 2008.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, not recently.
No.
The last one was this one, Fortress, right?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. And so we'll be playing some Fortress for you. They're playing the Jägermeister Snowcore Tour. It's not really winter anymore. The fact that it's called Snowcore makes me think that it's... It should have been like a winter festival, but...
In Russia, it's winter, so...
In Russia, it's winter, so there we go. Somewhere in the world, it is winter. So the Jägermeister...
And maybe even in Ontario. Yes? No?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's still cold there. I know in Colorado, it's snowing. there you go.
Okay, we found the winter relation.
Yeah. Protest the Heroes playing with The Set, Hawthorne Heights, Elias, and Abandon All Ships. That's happening this Saturday, April 3rd at the Rickshaw Theater. It's going to be a great show. I've seen Protest the Hero before. It was a long time ago at the Croatian Cultural Center.
I was at the same show.
Yeah? Nice. They put on a really, really good set, really fun. So if you want to go see Protest the Hero this Saturday, just give us a call. Give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR for those of you not so good with numbers. What was the phone number, Tim? You got to get used to this. What's the phone number?
604-822-2487.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that is correct. That's UBC-CITR.
And already someone calling.
Oh, surprise.
Okay, someone won the tickets and...
We're going to play some Protest the Hero for you if you don't know what they sound like.
Okay. We All Fall Down. CITR.
ITR.
101.9. Protest the Hero. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello again. We just heard Comeback Kid, right?
That was great. Mm-hmm.
That is such a good song. Tim and I were just talking about how we were kind of sad that they said that they'd have a new album.
Yeah, they should have a new album in 2010.
But I don't even think they're recording, are they?
I haven't heard anything.
I don't know. But Tim's wearing a really great Comeback Kid shirt.
Yeah, that's what inspired us to play Comeback Kid.
I saw it. And it's just, it's like a greenish-brown shirt with a bear on it. Sounds about right. No, don't do the nipple dance, Tim. I don't need to see that right now. There's no one else here to witness it. So save that gem for later.
Before that, as we said, we played the Protest the Hero, and we gave away tickets to Bruno.
Yeah, sure. I don't. Sometimes they might not want to hear their name on air. But
oh, sorry.
Yeah. Oh no, don't be sorry. Whatever.
But yeah, I hope he'll have fun.
Yeah, he'll have a good time. That show is this Saturday. So if you didn't get tickets, or if you haven't bought tickets yet, I don't know if it's sold out yet, but it's probably not. So should be good.
Okay, next I want to play the band from Poland. The name of the band is Paprika Corpse.
What are they called?
Paprika Corpse.
Can I see that?
Yes, sure.
Paprika Corpse.
Oh, whatever.
Or like the paprika cores. Like that is that?
No, that's correct spelling.
Yes, I know. But how do you pronounce that? Is that like cores, like the Marine Corps, or is that
corpse?
Like, or is that corpse like a dead body?
I guess, but I think it's in Polish, so.
Oh yeah, maybe it means something completely different, and I'm just totally off my rocker.
Yes, they're from Silesia, that's in Poland, and they call their genre heavy reggae, and it's exactly
heavy
how,
reggae.
Yeah, it's exactly how it sounds.
Yeah,
it's reggae, but it sounds heavy. And they sing in both languages, in English and Polish, and I will be playing a song from their new album, and I wanted to show their style, like because they have like this significant heavy reggae style, but at the same time I wanted them to sing in Polish to make it, you know, unique, but I couldn't find, and this song is in English, but it still sounds really, really interesting.
Yeah.
They're one of the, as their MySpace says, they're one of the hardest touring Polish bands, and it says that they played over 200 gigs in 20 European countries.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and actually I saw them, they played in my city, they played in Moscow and St. Petersburg, and I am from Siberia, that's the name of the city, is Novosibirsk, and they played a show there, and it was incredible. I knew this band before, and I was really excited to see them.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually seeing, it's you'll hear it, it's heavy reggae. I'm a huge reggae fan, but they're not the only band who does this thing. Lots of other bands like Skintred and like other bands, they do this kind of reggae-ish. Asian Dub Foundation, they have some of the stuff, but they have their own thing. It's pretty unique, it's in Polish, and they do a great show.
Sweet.
So let's listen to it. I hope you like it. It's at least I like it. That's a song called Navigator from their new album Metal Chem.
Guess
that's in Polish too. And yes, that's We All Fall Down on 101.9 CITR.
By the sound and lost the destination point. Could it be that the anxiety sweeping suddenly through the central nervous system when it blows right in the front of your nose is one of the true feelings giving us to experience. Could it be that we missed the right turn while the battery needs recharge and the fuel is stuck running low? Navigator probably seems to ignore that it takes much more effort to make another mile forward. Could it be that the reference point is hidden somewhere outside of your coordinate system? Time to time showing up between the lines and the nose and the letters in the half tone notes. Yeah.
Fuck. come down. If you hook up the speakers, man, we'll bring the sound. And the music will be heard for miles and miles around. We got songs of redemption, songs of war. We got songs like this that can pack the dance floor.
Let's get moving into action. Let's get moving into action. If your life's too slow, no satisfaction. Find something out there, there's an attraction. If you hesitate now, that's a subtraction. So let's go.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
I know what I'm doing. I swear, Tim.
That's okay.
I know what I'm doing. Tim gave me. Tim has a bunch of concert listings in his book, and he passed me the book, and I lost the page right before we were about to go on air. I had a little freak out, but we're okay. Everything is A-okay here.
That is correct. We just listened to Tim Armstrong.
Indeed.
Legendary frontman of a legendary man.
Rancid.
Legendary band, yeah.
Rancid. Yeah. But he put out a ska reggae album.
Yeah, and it's Agrolites playing music on that. He's singing, and in particular this song.
Yep.
There was can you pronounce his name?
We played a song off of his album, A Poet's Life. That song was called Into Action, and that actually features a Canadian pop, like, pop starlet. Her name is Sky Sweetnam. And
oh, yeah, that's an unpronounceable.
Like, I have very vague recollections of her, but I think she had like a song or two that was a hit on like top 40 radio, but like only in Canada. I don't know. That's about as much as I know. And then suddenly she reappears on Tim Armstrong's ska album.
Yeah, that's really like strange.
What the hell?
Yeah, like there's lots of other ladies, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe friends, I don't know.
I don't know. But
there's actually this song is on her album, and it's a little bit different version. And there's another song, which is not on his album, but this song was on her album, and it's featuring Tim Armstrong.
Huh.
So it's...
I don't know.
I guess there's some collaboration was going on at that time.
Something like that. Anyways.
Before that, we'll listen to the Polish heavy reggae band Paprika Corpse, and I hope you liked it.
I liked it, Tim.
Okay, that's good enough.
That's good. What was the song called?
Oh.
You know what it was called.
Navigator, and the name of the album, Metal Chem?
Sure, yeah.
I guess it's something in Polish.
Sure. I don't know, I would have asked you. I don't know how to speak any other language except for English and maybe a little bit of bastardized French. And a little bit of Chinese, but no one needs to know that. What? Okay. Concert listings, right? Shows coming up. Tim saw the Slackers last Thursday.
That is correct.
Last Thursday.
Amazing show.
Of course it was. He said it was packed. It was a good time. They did two encores.
Yeah, they did two encores, and it was... As usual, Slackers is amazing. They're an amazing live band, and... People just love them, and it's both. They're doing their job 100%, maybe it's even looks like they're doing 35, but it looks like they're doing 100.
Yeah.
And just good time.
After a while, I realized that, like, Tim and I both go to quite a few shows, and when we talk about them on air, we always talk about what a good time they were. And, like, it's really hard to describe the experience of going to a concert. And I realized that we've never actually been like, that concert was really shitty, because I've been to a few concerts that are really shitty. But I realized that it's probably because by the time the show comes around, we forget about a shitty concert that we've been to. Have you been to a shitty show recently, Tim?
No. I don't usually try to go.
Well, I mean, like...
No, sometimes...
Yeah, sometimes you're like...
Like, you know, sometimes you expect... You know the band, you saw them a couple times before, and you're like, you know what to expect. Mm-hmm. I don't expect, like, the Slackers to do, like, a metal show.
Yeah, of course.
The ska band.
Yeah, every now and then you'll go to a show, and I'll leave feeling a bit underwhelmed. And I never really mention it after that. So, I don't know, just a thought. Just some food for thought. So, here are some shows that may or may not be awesome and or shitty coming up in the near future. Today is April 1st. You guys could wait until we are off air.
Sorry,
to
I'm
talk.
Off.
I know. No, it's all right. I'm just being a bitch. Fall of Troy is playing tonight at the Rickshaw. Then in about a week, Dillinger Escape Plan are coming to Vancouver. They're also playing at the Rickshaw. That's happening April 9th. And the same day, Tim... The Flatliners are playing.
That is correct.
Right?
They're playing Media Club, Flatliners, Cobra Skulls, Broadway Calls, and Party at the Moon Tower. That's them. It will be an amazing show. I have the ticket already, and I'm super stoked.
Yes. We're trying to get one of those three bands onto our show next Thursday, so maybe that'll happen. Maybe it won't. Who knows? Amon Amarth is playing April 12th at the Rickshaw. King Kong and the Shrines are playing the same night at Venue. Do-do-do. Fintroll playing April 22nd at the Red Room. Fucked Up are playing May 13th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Henry Rollins is doing Spoken Word May 25th at the Center for Performing Arts. Blah, blah, blah. Running out of time. We can do more concert listings next week. The Agrolites might be coming to Vancouver in July. Confirm or deny, Tim?
Confirm. Hopefully confirm.
Sure. Maybe... 50% confirmed. So
Iron Maiden too.
Iron Maiden. Yeah, so a lot of good shows coming up. Summer's almost here, which means there'll be a lot of concerts. So coming up next, we have Robin and Colin today doing the Inkstud Show, the show all about comic books. So stay tuned for that. What do we have up
and
next, Tim?
To finish the show, we have a ska band from Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the band is Private Radio, and that's a song of their new EP, Where's Your Mind? The name of the song is
Sick.
Just Another Song.
All right, that'll about do it for us today. Thanks very much for tuning in and calling in. We'll be back next Thursday. You going to be back, Tim?
That is correct.
Tim will be back next Thursday as well. So stay tuned for the Inkstud Show. Thanks, guys. Have a great week. Anything you have to say, Tim?
Bye-bye.
Bye, Tim.
Everybody wants to sing a rock song. Everybody's on that.
nothing and nothing.
My song.
As a hammer and the runner.
My song.
About the nothing and nothing.
My song.
Bad things I got. When I'm walking on the street, when I'm dancing in the rain, when I'm talking to the strangers, never caring what they say. When I'm losing all my faith, when I'm far away from home, I will never be the same. When I listen to this song.